Time Scales of Small Body Differentiation, by Mark Monero et al. The petrologic and geochemical diversity of meteorites is a function of the bulk composition of their parent bodies, but also the result of how and when internal differentiation took place. Here we focus on this second aspect, considering the two principal parameters involved, size and accretion time of the body. We discuss the interplay of the various timescales related to heating, cooling and drainage of silicate liquids. Based on two-phase flow modeling in 1D spherical geometry, we show that drainage time is proportional to two independent parameters, mu m, r squared, the ratio of the matrix viscosity to the square of the body radius, and mu f, a squared, the ratio of the liquid viscosity to the square of the matrix grain size. We review the dependence of these properties on temperature, thermal history and degree of melting, demonstrating that they vary by several orders of magnitude during thermal evolution. These variations call into question the results of two-phase flow modeling of small body differentiation that assume constant properties. For example, the idea that liquid migration was efficient enough to remove Ca26Al heat sources from the interior of bodies and dampen their melting, e.g. Moskowitz and Gatos, 2011, Newman et al., 2012, relies on percolation rates of silicate liquids overestimated by 6 to 8 orders of magnitude. In bodies accreted during the first few million years of solar system history, we conclude that drainage cannot prevent the occurrence of a global magma ocean. These conditions seem ideal to explain the generation of the parent bodies of iron meteorites. A map of the different evolutionary scenarios of small bodies as a function of size and accretion time is proposed. This was Time Scales of Small Body Differentiation, by Mark Monero et al.